It's Wilkinson's, your independent grocer, Seeds of Success, fueled by Townsend Butchers. This week, we're looking at tobacco, brought to you by Queensway Tire Service. I'm here with Anthony Milano DeCarlos of DeCarlos Farming Corporation. Now, a lot of people in Norfolk have that tobacco connection if they're of a certain age, but for younger folks out there, can you just sort of describe what a typical day looks like in a tobacco farm in 2025?
Let's go with today. So today, we're at the tail end of harvest, so something like that on a typical farm would involve the guys would be getting up, they'd start work around dawn. Most of them would drive mechanized harvesters out in the field, and you try to fill as many kilns as you can in the day. At the same time, you'd have another group of men, and their job would be emptying the kilns of the dried tobacco, and then you'd have a third group who would be doing what you called stripping the kiln, which that phrase comes from stripping leaves off of sticks, and they'll be grading it and packaging it for sale. A full day usually ends around 5 or 6 or 7 p.m.
How long have you guys been in the tobacco business?
Our whole lives. Yeah, we're fourth generation. So we got raised by uncles and aunts and grandparents and whoever was kicking around, offshore workers. We used to have a lot of guys, and we'd just be left in the field to our own devices.
I guess from running in the field to now, what are some of those big changes you've seen?
Mechanization's probably huge. You know, in our grandfather's day, nothing was mechanized. You walked through the field, bent over, and picked the leaves. In our father's day, you rode on a two-man machine, and you sat on the machine as it moved, and you picked the leaves by hand. And probably for the last 30 years now, it's all mechanical harvester. You just have a man driving a two-row or now a four-row picking machine. They don't even touch the leaves.
Try to figure out how to word this. I guess, what's it like to be one of the last holdouts, if you will, still growing tobacco while other farms across Norfolk sort of change their crops around?
I think that speaks to farming changing entirely. You know, it's farms are more diversified. They have to grow other crops. You know, there was the buyout for tobacco, and, you know, farmers had to change what they were doing. But I think for us, it's always been a part of our everyday life. So for us, it was just normal. And I think we respect the fact that our great-grandparents came here and did all that work, and we were taught how to do it and kept it going. We like doing it. I think we're good at it, and we want to keep getting better at it. But yeah, a lot of farms are changing, and it's nice to see the heritage stay in Norfolk County. You know, I think a lot of people have tobacco stories growing up, you know, coming-of-age stories, which is cool.
I've been lucky to talk to a lot of farmers over the years, and I always hear about their connection with workers, especially through the Temporary Foreign Workers Program. Can you guys sort of chat about that?
I think our longest serving worker was like 26 years. I think we got one now. It's still 20 plus.
Yeah. There's guys that they're here more of the year than they are at home for the last, like you said, 20 plus years. That's a big deal. They're spending more time with us than they are their family, which, you know, we always respect the fact that they're here, left their family, and you know, you have to be courteous as far as if they have to reach home and stuff. You know, we've known some of these guys a long, long time.
You mentioned before about like some of the changes, how it's like a lot more machinery there. That must mean more repairs and things that you need to know to operate a tobacco farm now compared to what it was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of fixing on the farm. And I was going to say that that's been another big change, is even businesses changing. Bricks and mortar stores are gone, right? Repair people, shops, they've closed up. That generation is retired. No one's taking those jobs on. So now we're kind of left up a lot of times to our own devices, sorting out information on the internet and sourcing stuff ourselves, because we don't have time to go to Mississauga to see the one shop that's doing it. I mean, we're lucky around here in Norfolk County, a lot of the industry's still here, so we don't have to go far. But there are lots of stuff now that we source online just out of necessity.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by.